Joining us right now is Jimmy Dunn, a native of Beverly, but he's coming back to Beverly to perform on April 30th at the Cabot. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But hello, Jimmy, and welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Great to talk with you. And you've been on the television show The McCarthys on CBS and a lot of different things, Late Night with David Letterman, all those shows. And you're coming back to Beverly, your old hometown. So what are your memories of Beverly?
Oh, I got all kinds of memories of Beverly, but it is really cool to come back and perform at the Cabot, which is, when I was a kid, the Cabot was where we would go for field trips and we would see movies there, and we would go see The Magician, the Grant David show. And so, the Cabot was a big deal when I was a kid, and now to come back and see my name on the marquee there and to be performing at the Cabot is going to be really cool. And they just redid the place. It's a gorgeous theater. It's going to be a blast. So I'm looking forward to, I got an awful lot of relatives. My dad had 14 brothers and sisters, so there are an awful lot of Duns coming out in Beverly and coming to the show, and all my old high school buddies and stuff, so it'll be cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I hope they're buying tickets, or do you have to give out all those tickets?
I hope they're buying tickets, too, because I don't have any.
Okay. Well, it is a great theater, and that marquee now is an electronic marquee, so it looks better than ever, I'm sure. So
yeah, it was really cool. In fact, I saw the old marquee is next door in the restaurant. My buddy Richie owns a restaurant called Chianti across the street, and they have the old marquee in one of his rooms out back there. And it's a really cool thing they do whenever they have shows across the street. They'll put whoever's performing, they'll put your name up on the old marquee in his restaurant too, which is really cool.
Oh, that's neat. Well, yeah. Well, tell us about this show, because it's about relationships, and so it's just one night. But tell us all about this show you're working on.
Sure. Yeah. It's the name of the show is Your Husband Is an Idiot. And I think that kind of gets people's attention, because what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate the fact that your husband's an idiot and laugh at all the funny things that he does. And it's about husbands and wives, things they say to each other. And it's a lot about my life. Like recently, we painted the house, and we're going through the paint swatches. And my wife wants me to fake some sort of interest in Karen, what color my house is going to be. And I'm looking at all these colors, and I don't care about burnt sunset, I don't care what, I'm not interested in that color. If they named the exact same color crispy chicken parm, then I'd be going, hey, that's an interesting color right there, let's put that one on. So it's that kind of stuff about husbands and wives and how they interact and the funny things that they say to each other. So
yeah, so it's a little first-hand experience then, I take it?
An awful lot of that, and my good friend Kelly McFarland, who's recently married, she's going to be the host for the show, and she's going to talk about her husband, and then I'm going to talk about me, the husband, and my buddy PJ Thibodeau, who's another very funny comedian. So it's a stand-up comedy show, but it's about relationships and husbands and wives.
Yeah. What's the most stressful thing, do you think, about being married? What would you say that might be?
Oh, I think probably finances. I think that stresses most people out the most, the mortgage, My wife will always say, you made an awful mess out of my kitchen, and I want to say, oh, it's your kitchen. I didn't know that. I want to let the bank know, because I should be getting some sort of abatement on that kitchen then, because I seem to be paying for the whole place.
Let me see. Well, you do a lot of traveling, so let me guess. Do you pay the bills, or does your wife pay the bills?
To actually sit down and write them, my wife actually sits down and writes them out. But yeah. I go out and make them, and that's not true. She's got a great job too. But she writes out the checks.
She writes out the.
They'd be looking for me every month.
But you were saying before we went on how much you're on the airplane. One of the greatest things I saw on an airplane once was a woman sat down. She was in front of me, and she pulls out. She has a big purse. She pulls out like about 20 bills to pay, and she's writing her checks during the flight. What a great use of time that was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I watch movies on my iPad, so she can pay her bills. Last time I was on a flight, the guy next to me had a pig, a potbelly pig. A pig. He had a pig sitting on his lap. And I said to the flight attendant, I go, okay, this is ridiculous. I really have to ride next to a pig? And she goes, well, he's got a permit. It's a therapy pig. And I go, therapy pig. The only way a pig is therapeutic to me is if you bake him and you spiral slice him up and put him on a sandwich.
No, there's no such thing as a therapy pig, is there?
I swear to God, he had a therapy pig. I'm not making that up.
Now, you're out in California, too, I understand. So what's going on out there?
I live in both places. I live here and I live out there half the time, and out there auditioning, trying to get on some new TV shows. And I had a great run with the McCarthys, which was a blast. And now I'm trying to get on the next sitcom. So just out there playing the game and auditioning, and hopefully something will pop there. It's a fun place, Los Angeles. I really dig it.
Yeah. What's your favorite sitcom, or one or two of them now that are out there now?
My favorite sitcom of all time is The McCarthys. right now, that's a good question. What's my favorite sitcom right now? I'm a big fan of the traditional, the old school three-camera sitcom, so I'd have to say the one that's out there right now, probably Big Bang Theory. I really like that. It's real smart, full of jokes. I really dig that. Mike and Molly, I'm a big fan of Mike and Molly, and Billy Gardell, I think, is hysterical, and Melissa McCarthy's great, too. So those are probably my two favorite that are on right now. But I think, all time, it would be Seinfeld, Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Taxi, maybe. Those would be my three favorites ever.
You know, one of the things, Melissa McCarthy, now, I really don't watch her show, but I love her movies, and I don't know why I don't watch the show, because I love I watch a lot of sitcoms. I really do, you know. But
it's funny, because it really is a great sitcom, and Billy's great in it. And I got to know Billy a little bit out in L.A., and he's a great stand-up comic as well. And, you know, Melissa McCarthy's brilliant. And some of the other characters on that show are really great. It's a great show. It's another one of those Chuck Lorre shows that just is consistently funny.
No, she's fantastic. She really is. All right, any other thoughts from you, Jimmy, on the show coming up at the Cabot on the 30th of April this month?
I'm looking forward to coming back to Beverly and hanging out, seeing all my friends, and we got a great show lined up for you. I've been working really hard on this, got a lot of new stuff, and so come see the show. You will laugh at the fact that the husbands on the stage are idiots, but you will see some of yourself there, and it's going to be a great night. I hope you can come up.
Well, if the husbands are idiots, then I'll see a lot of myself, I guess, there. That's for sure. All right, Jimmy, great talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Jimmy Dunn with us right here on MSO News Sports.